AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new AP NORC poll finds a growing percentage of Americans are calling out abortion or women's rights as priorities for the government after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Texas independent Ann Jones says stripping abortion rights is a step backward.
Honestly, I think it makes women second-class citizens, and I think it's tantamount to slavery.
22% of adults name abortion or women's rights in an open-ended question as one of the five problems they want the government to work on. North Carolina Democrat Roderick Hinton has two adult daughters.
For them to allow to make their own decision to be taken from them. That was really kind of, I don't have the words for it. It was just so disappointing.
The poll was conducted before and after the Supreme Court ruling. WNBA star Brittany Griner's trial has started in Russia. She's charged with cannabis possession. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Griner being led to the hearing in handcuffs, with photographers on hand to grab shots. At a closed-door preliminary hearing on Monday in a Moscow suburb, Griner's detention was extended for another 6 months to December 20. The Phoenix Mercury Center and two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist was arrested in February at a Moscow airport. Police say she was carrying vape canisters with cannabis oil. Griner could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A former Georgetown University tennis coach who once coached former President Barack Obama's family was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for pocketing more than $3 million in bribes in exchange for helping wealthy parents cheat their kids' way into the school. Worries about high inflation have kept stocks lower in the early going. This is AP News. President Biden announced the next recipients of the Medal of Freedom.
They include former Senate colleague John McCain.
John was a hero.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who has called out officials for not protecting fellow sex assault victims.
Enough is enough.
And fellow gold medalist Megan Rapinoe, whose soccer teammates have pushed for pay equality.
We're forcing ourselves into that conversation.
You answer me when I ask you, who is your daddy?
Actor Denzel Washington will receive a medal, as will late labor leader Richard Trumka.
Fight, fight, fight.
Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, a shooting survivor who's pushing former colleagues to crack down on guns. There's nurse Sarah Lindsay, the first American to get a COVID-19 vaccine in public.
I want to instill public confidence.
Among the others who'll be honored next week.
We are calling it iPhone.
Late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from The Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.